Agatha Raisin and the Fairies of Frifham by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Charles came down the stairs in his dressing gown. "What's all the row about, darling?" he called. "Come in, Amy," said Agatha, flushing with embarrassment. She said to Charles, "Tolly's been murdered." "How? When?"
"Last night," said Amy. "I don't know yet how he was killed. Betty Jackson, the cleaner, went up to the manor this morning and let herself in."
"So she has a key?" asked Charles.
"Yes, and she can operate the burglar alarm. It was still on. She said she went upstairs to see if anyone was at home, and she found Tolly dead on the landing."
"Maybe he knew who had stolen that painting of his," said Agatha. "Insurance prices, as a rule," said Charles, "are often twice or three times the auction estimate. Unless Tolly was so filthy rich he didn't care, I would have thought he would have been delighted to get the insurance money. How much was it insured for?"
"Tolly told everyone he had insured it for $1 million.
They sat down round the kitchen table. "A Stubbs," mused Charles. "Now, what would a man like Tolly be doing having a Stubbs?"
"I can explain that," said Amy, her face pink with excitement and the importance of being the source of so much interesting gossip. "It was just after they moved down here. Lord Tarrimundi was visiting friends in Norfolk and came over for a day's hunting. Of course, he impressed poor Tolly no end, him being a lord and all. The next thing, he says a gentleman like Tolly should start collecting and offered to sell him the Stubbs. Knock down price, he said. I believe it was £330,000. Which isn't really a knockdown prize, but Tolly bought it and then insured it high. But this is the thing. At that time, they had a house in Launceston Place in Kensington. Lucy adored it. Evidently, when they were first married, they held very chic parties there. Tolly ups and says they can't afford two residences, and he's happy in the country and sells the house for nearly $1 million. Poor Lucy was furious.